We're going to be turning our attention for a few moments to the book of Matthew. We'll be looking at a section of scripture from this gospel account, verse 28, beginning of the 21st chapter, Matthew 21, beginning in verse 28. So here's a parable that Jesus tells of two sons and words that were spoken by their father to them. God's word, we know, is powerful. Paul declared it to be the power of God unto salvation. It has the ability to transform hearts, but the bottom line is every heart has to decide, what are they going to do with the word of God? Are we going to listen to it? Are we going to reject it? Will we follow it? Will we forsake it? That's our choice. Every single one of us has that choice. And he poses this parable to them as a means of teaching. Self-examination is in order when we think about the two sons and their response to the words of their father. So he begins here in verse 28. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." He answered and said, "I will not." But afterward he regretted it and went. Then he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, "I go, sir," but he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? And they said to him, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Assuredly I say to you, the tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But tax collectors and harlots believed him, and when you saw it, you did not afterward relent and believe him." So Jesus here is speaking to the chief priest, the elders of the people who had come and confronted him, verse 23. These individuals were men who were knowledgeable in the scriptures. They knew the law of Moses. They were very familiar with it. The problem was they had not chosen to live according to God's way. They were bound to tradition. And then when Jesus comes along, correcting much of the error of their tradition and also preaching the gospel of the kingdom, they weren't ready to receive it. But what he does show them is the remarkable transformation that was going on in the hearts of these sinners. Namely, tax collectors, who were essentially extortioners during this time, but also the harlots, the prostitutes, they also. You see, these two categories of people, others no doubt likewise, were living in sin. And when the words came from John and then Jesus, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," they didn't try to justify their sins. They didn't try to reason that they were good enough. They were better than some people. You know, you're always better than somebody, right? Well, they instead were touched in their hearts by the truth of the message, and doing honest self-examination, were able to see exactly where they were spiritually. And their hearts tenderly responded to that message, even though the message was repent. In other words, you're in sin, you need to change your way. A lot of times, when people are told to repent, they get their back up and they don't want to acknowledge that there's anything to repent of to begin with. However, if we're going to be right with God, that's exactly what we have to do. Which heart do we have? The heart that says, "Yeah, I'll do what you say." There's an appearance on the outside. Everything's good and right. Walking with God. But is it really that way is the question. Now, it doesn't have to be one or the other. You know, the first son that said, "I go," could have gone and done exactly as he needed to do. But we cannot be living in hypocrisy, essentially, claiming to be disciples of Christ, Christians, and yet when we go out into our daily walk and we're not surrounded by fellow Christians, then we begin to speak and we begin to act and we begin to treat people in a way that a Christian should not do. Because Jesus, when he says, to us, you know, go. He wants us to go and make disciples, but we're also to go as what? The salt and the light. You live like you need to live. But think about the power of God's Word to change hearts. And here you have those who are in the depths of sin, and their hearts are tender and receptive. That's the model that Jesus sets up before us as the proper response. Even though initially they were in sin, here's the beautiful thing. If we've lived in our past far from God, if we've not been walking with Him, while there's breath within us, it is not too late to turn around and to begin to say to God, I'll go. In other words, regret what we've been doing. Regret it and change and begin to follow the Lord so that hope can be received and we can live a life that will honor God by how we choose to do things, that will demonstrate our love to God because we're keeping His commandments, that will be the light and the salt because others will be drawn to the kind of life that we're lived. They'll see the difference. No longer living as the world, but living for the Lord. We need to have receptive minds to the truth of the gospel and remember these words. The final statement that Jesus makes here when He answers after they have told Him, well, the first one is the one who followed. He explains to them, I say to you that tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you. In other words, it's not about the appearance of faithfulness. It's about whether it or not it's truly and genuinely there. We can go through life with the appearance of something that we're not. But we're going to stand before the Lord in judgment one day. And He'll either say, well done, good and faithful servant, or He'll say, depart from me. I never knew you. And therefore, our daily choices need to be those that find us as sons and daughters of God, making that daily confession by the lives that we live, that we are keepers of His Word and subject to our Master. Because according to Titus 1 and verse 16, it's possible to, by our works, deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, and unto every good work, reprobate, He says. Therefore, question your own heart tonight. Do you stand within the family of God, having been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ? Have you done things initially that bring you from darkness to light, from the world into the family of God, from the churches of men into the church that Christ established? Because you see, there are many different teachings in the world today, but only one teaching is from God. There are many different plans, but only one plan has been authorized by God and can save us. It involves initially the faith that Jesus Christ is God's Son. Few would contend with that requirement. But there's the teaching furthermore, Acts 2 and verse 38, that when people realize they've been living in sin, that they're going to do what? Repent. They're going to cease living that way because of the reformation of mind that changes their heart, and thus their actions will follow suit. The acknowledgement of our faith in Jesus, or confession as we talk about it, is also essential. Romans 10 verses 9 and 10. Confession is made unto salvation. Therefore, have we made the good confession? Have we also, or are we willing to be immersed in water? What's the whole significance about being dipped in water and brought forth? It's an enactment, or in the similitude of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Because what we're doing is we're dying to the former way of living. We're buried in that water, and we're resurrected to begin a new life, having been cleansed from our past sins. Tonight we invite you to think about making that decision, or we can study with you further about what you need to know that you might be saved. But you might be here already having done all of those things. The question is, are you walking with your Savior? Is your life a demonstration of allegiance and faithfulness to Him? Or is it that your daily walk, even though you've said, I'm a Christian, is resembling the son who said, I will, but then he went and he didn't do it? You know, you can change all of that. You can come home to the Father. You can make your life right with God. And now is an opportunity to do that. You can come and we'll help you as we stand and sing.